If you're like me, you're an animal lover, you would have been horrified by the images you saw on the front page earlier this week about some kittens that were dumped near Forth. They were, thankfully, someone discovered them and they were taken to the RSPCA. The good news is that they've now got a home, which is fantastic. The manager of the Devonport Animal Care Centre for the RSPCA is Lorraine Hamilton, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Lorraine.
Hello, Martin.
I'm glad you've been able to turn something so negative into a positive. Firstly, how are the kittens doing? I believe they do have a home.
Well, they've got a foster home. So what they're going to do is go into short-term foster just until they're a bit bigger, because they're still quite small, so we need to grow them up a bit bigger before we can dissex them and get them ready for adoption. So I'm delivering four of them this afternoon to a foster carer in Launceston who looks after kittens really well for us, and the others are going off tomorrow morning, I think, to another foster carer.
Okay, I've jumped the gun a bit, but they will find a good home eventually by the sound of it. So
absolutely, they're lovely little kittens. They're just very tiny, that's all.
Yeah, being cared for in the best possible way. I seem to remember last year we had a story about someone that left some kittens, I think, in a McDonald's bag at Ulverston. So this, sadly, it's not an uncommon occurrence, is it?
No, it happens all too often, Martin, and this one has captured everyone's imagination, but we do see it quite frequently. And last week it was kittens in a big skip bin that one of my staff had to go and climb into and gather them out of it. One was still in a plastic bag. We think they'd been thrown in there in a plastic bag. So it happens way too often, and it's just such a cruel, horrible thing to be doing.
And it is illegal too, by the way.
Absolutely, it is illegal. Yeah.
And that's important. I mean, it's cruel, but it's also illegal, and I just can't understand why people do that. I mean, they're probably... people have got cats for whatever reason. They find that their cat's pregnant or it's had kittens. I had a cat once that had kittens. We didn't even know it was a female till it had kittens. But they're getting caught like that, and they're probably feeling a little bit too embarrassed or ashamed to come in and say, look, I can't look after these, can you? But there's no judgment from RSPCA, is there, at all?
No, not at all. Not at all, Martin. That's what we're here to do. And we also have our last litter program, which means if someone brings us their litter of kittens, their whole litter of kittens, we will assist them to get the mother dissexed on a payment plan. So they're not paying us to take the kittens at all, and then we're making it easier for them to get mum dissexed so they don't get into that situation again. A cat, at this time of the year, a cat could easily have 2 to 3 litters over this breeding season for the next few months. So, you know, if they get caught, then it just keeps going. That's the problem. So... we're here to help people and to help animals, and that's our main focus, really.
Absolutely. And we hear every Christmas, we hear stories about, before Christmas, warning about getting puppies and kittens and, you know, gifts that sort of wear themselves out very quickly. Did that still happen, given, you know, a lot more people had time with their pets during the pandemic, so was Christmas not as bad or typical as it was in previous years?
I think the problem with Christmas is it is, for us, it's always in Tasmania, it's always in the middle of kitten breeding season, so our numbers go up specifically because of that. I don't think there's quite as much of that thing happening anymore where people give pets as unexpected gifts, but it does still happen. We know that, and we do have those animals surrendered to us sometimes. Usually happens in the winter, once that little cute puppy that came at Christmas time is now running around in the backyard and getting wet and muddy, and he's coming with his big dirty feet. He's not quite so much fun anymore. So we often see those animals that were perhaps got at that time a little bit later, not while they were really still cute and cuddly.
Okay, so how many kittens or how many cats and dogs are you looking after at the moment, Lorraine?
We've literally just adopted, literally in the last half an hour, just adopted the only dog we had left available for adoption at this point in time.
That's great.
But we've still got dogs here that have been seized by our inspectors, and we've got 2 or 3 others that are waiting to just go through the process to be ready. And, of course, we do boarding here too, so we're fairly full up of boarding dogs at the moment, which is lovely. Cats, gosh, we must have about 30 to 40 kittens in the shelter, I think, at the moment. And we would have a similar number out in foster care with different people.
Well, that's a lot. So if people want to adopt a cat or a dog, it's pretty easy and straightforward. And, you know, if they adopt from the RSPCA or a reputable organisation like Just Cats, for instance, that comes into mind, because I adopted a cat from there last year, they come de-sexed and vaccinated and everything like that. And it costs a little bit of money, but that's because of that.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I always say to people, there's no such thing as a free cat, just like there's no such thing as a free lunch. At some point, you're going to have to pay for it. So we get them de-sexed, microchipped, vaccinated. In some instances, they might have had two vaccinations already by the time they go home. We worm and flea treat regularly while they're with us. So, of course, there has to be a cost involved. And I think people perhaps place a higher value on animals that they do have to spend a bit of money on when they first get them too. So that's what we're here to do. And we are Just Cats in the Launceston area, and they do a wonderful job up there, but we are the cat management facility for the northwest of the state.
Okay.
I think a lot of people just don't realise that we're still here, but we are certainly still here in Sprayton.
Yeah, and while you have dogs, there's also dogs' homes in Devonport and Burnie as well. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so there's plenty of opportunities to give them a second chance in life. And again, and I'll harp back to what we said very early in this chat, Lorraine, is that there's no shame in bringing an animal into the RSPCA and surrendering it and saying, look, I can't look after it.
None at all. And, you know, we try to be empathetic because we know that, you know, there by the grace of God go any one of us, that
yeah.
our circumstances may change. And sometimes it just happens and people aren't in a position to be able to keep their pets. I've got three beautiful little ponies here, just came in this week, little miniature ponies, and their owners are having to move to New South Wales, and it's just too difficult for them to move them. So that happens, and it's always distressing for people
yeah.
to have to give up a pet.
So are they the ponies up for adoption?
They will be. They
okay.
just have to get them vaccinated and
yep.
just checked over by the vet, and they'll certainly, by next week, we'll have them up for adoption.
Oh, well, let's hope they find a home.
Will.
I think,
yes.
I'm sure they will. Plenty of great,
yes.
great places for them to live on the northwest coast, that's for sure.
Yes. For
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
Lorraine, it's great to hear that the kittens, that story after, you know, it was horrifying to read it, that they've, they're going to be okay. They've got on their way to a good home. They're going to be fostered before they're old enough to adopt. But that is fantastic news. Thanks for sharing that with us today. And look, if people want to get hold of the RSPCA, how do they give you a call? Where do they get in touch with you?
Just give us a call on 6427 2566, or they can just look up our Facebook, or which is RSPCA Tasmania, or our website, and all the contact details will be there as well.
Terrific. Thank you, Lorraine. You do wonderful work. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, Martin.